Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 154.
The House will come to order. Members will please take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant of Arms will please close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Penny.
I'd like to read a verse from Micah, the 6th chapter, verse 8. It says, "He showed me, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God." Let us pray. Merciful Father, you are truly the God, the sovereign ruler of this universe. You tell us in the Old Testament, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then we will hear from heaven and you will heal our land. Father, America needs a great healing. This world needs a great healing. We need to turn from those things that we think are correct and turn back to you. That would be my prayer for this legislative body that we serve in here today, that we would always wake each and every morning, we would look towards the heavens and we would say, "Lord, what would you have me to do today to be your faithful servant?" Then we'd be careful to give you praise, honor, and glory in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative White is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for November 4th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative White moves that the journal for November 4th be approved as written. Those in favor will please say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The Royal Clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 183, an act to eliminate the mandatory waiting period for driver's license restoration and limited driving privileges, and to change Sheriff Department to Sheriff's Office in various sections of general statutes. House Bill 404, an act providing that the public safety answering points, regional public safety answering points, and their employees and agents are employees of law enforcement agencies are not liable for damages in civil actions except in cases cross negligence and wanton willful misconduct and when there is applicable insurance coverage, and making technical corrections to SL 2021-171 and No Patient Left Alone Act.
Chapter bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate, Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 329, House Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to modify architect licenses and seals, engineer seal, and building permits exempt criteria for certain construction projects. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 336, House Committee Substitute Number 2, 3rd Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to require certain information to be included in declarations for condominiums prior to recordation for clarity of applicable of North Carolina Condominium Act and to require restitution for sexual exploitation of a minor and to clarify exemptions from the Marketable Title Act. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Notices and announcements. The chair will note that there will be no votes this week. Representative White is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene November 12th at 10 o'clock, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative White moves, seconded by Representative Penny, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, November 12th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House now stands adjourned.